Cancer researchers say they now have proof that people who live outside major cities are more likely to die from the disease. Cancer Council Queensland has used a decade of data to plot a map showing survival rates across the state. But Queensland's chief medical officer says the findings are not a surprise. Karen Binney reports.
68-year-old Bill Halbesma has prostate cancer. The Bundaberg resident has to travel to Brisbane for treatment.
Up in the country area where we come from, there's no transport. You've only got probably two or three trains a day. And you're on the train for 4 to 8 hours. So you can't travel down, you've got to stay here.
The aged pensioner and his wife are living away from their family for 6 weeks in special accommodation near the Royal Brisbane Hospital. Mr. Halbesma says it'd be easier if adequate oncology services were available locally.
It certainly would, yes. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people from the Bundaberg region here, and if the setup was available up there at Bundaberg, it'd save an awful lot of travelling.
Research from Cancer Council Queensland shows many people who live in regional and rural areas are in a similar situation. The council has used incidence and survival data for a decade to 2007 to plot an atlas of cancer. It shows people outside the southeast of Queensland are at higher risk of dying from the disease within 5 years. The Cancer Council's Professor Joanne Aitken says 1,200 lives could have been saved if survival rates in the bush were the same as the city.
Always with cancer, there are multiple causes. In an individual case, of course, it's whether the person is susceptible or not, how they behave during their life in terms of risk factors, but also systemic things such as access to services, access to treatment, access to early diagnosis. There's a whole range of reasons, a raft of issues why these findings could be the way they are, and we need to look at those carefully, find out which are the most important, and then act on those.
Queensland's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the findings back up what authorities already suspected.
It is much harder for people who live in remote and rural areas to access early screening, early intervention, early diagnosis. We know that, and although we've got lots of strategies in place to try and help people, we know that in some cases that people who live in those areas take a bit longer before they go and act on symptoms because it is harder for them.
Dr. Young says Queensland Health is trying to get more oncological services into more remote communities.
We've got new regional cancer centres that are in place that are being brought online because we know that people are far better off being treated where they live, wherever possible, because then they have the supports of their family in their own community.
The Cancer Council's Professor Aitken says better transport and accommodation is needed where highly specialised and expensive cancer treatments are only available in major centres.
That's one of the things that we'll be looking at. Patients in distant areas, and Queensland is one of the most affected states in this way. We have a very spread out population, have long ways to travel to their treatment, and that of course is an impost on them and on their families.
Professor Aitken says the research is just the first step to solving what's causing the city bush cancer divide. As authorities grapple with the best ways to turn around the statistics, Bill Halbesma is optimistic about his prognosis.
I'm looking forward to a good life, yeah. I'm darn sure I'll get cured. There's no worry about that.
Cancer patient Bill Halbesma, ending Karen Binney's report.